Welcome to the Contractor Fight, my friends. Hey, today I want to share a little bit about something I'm seeing a lot of, hearing a lot of, and I'm hearing a lot because we're doing some surveys in the fight and some polls and things like that, just so we can meet the needs of our members better and understand what you all need. And one of the things that's really coming up a lot, we did a poll recently on what's the main thing you're struggling with, the main issue as far as being a leader, it's your number one leadership issue, or however the hell I worded it. Anyway, it's not important. A good 40% of those who responded made some comment about how my biggest struggle is I'm too chummy with my employees, or I'm having a hard time enforcing things with my employees because we're friends. Things like that along those lines. And maybe you can relate. I know I can relate for sure. In fact, not that this is the be-all end-all indicator, but like if you're familiar with a DISC profile, D-I-S-C, D is dominance, I is influence, S is steadiness, and C is conscientiousness. So the S's and the C's tend to be more introverted, more focused on the details, things like that. D's are just in your face, you know, and destroy everything in our wake, in our path to get to our goals, and we're very direct. And high eyes are the people, okay? They're the ones that if you want to torture them for eternity, put them in a cubicle alone and tell them to work all day, right? They need people and this and that. Well, I'm a high I. I'm a high, really high D and a pretty high I. So I'm a high DI. So my I often comes out where I just want to be liked, you know? I want to be accepted. And so that's part of, you know, I think all of our human nature. But it also, if we're not careful, that desire to be liked and to be friends with people and all this other stuff can really hurt the future of your company and hurt your ability to lead your team. And so I just want to give a few things here to help give you some perspective, and what you do with it is up to you. But first, if you find yourself in this position where you're like just totally buddy-buddy with everybody on your team, and it's limiting the fact that you're not holding people accountable and doing your job as a leader, I think you got to own your crap. That's first step. Get your people together and just say, hey, listen, you know, I love you guys. I care about you. Because I care about you, I got to own my crap here. I've been too concerned with being liked and being chummy and all this other stuff. And in the process, I'm hurting the business. And this is how I'm hurting the business. And I'm also hurting you guys. And this is how I'm hurting you. Meaning, you know, when you're not calling them higher, you're not helping them grow is what I mean. That's how you're hurting them. And you're hurting yourself and so on. So get past that, own your crap. Then you got to just get really clear on what the code of conduct is here in the business. You know, this is when we start. This is how we show up for work. And just what are those standards for how we're going to operate in the business and how we're going to create that culture? So you got to get clear on what that culture is going to look like. Then you have to communicate it to the team. And you can't just do this one time. Okay, you don't just have one meeting and go, this is the culture of the company and this is how we're going to operate and blah, blah, blah. You actually have to communicate it over and over and over and over, because all of us, every single one of us needs to hear things over and over and over in order for it to really sink in, or otherwise we don't think it's important. You know, if we only hear it once, you know, from our boss or our leader, and then they never bring it up again, then we think they're full of shit. And that's often what happens. You know, one of the things I see a lot is guys are like, hey, from now on, we're going to have company meetings. We're going to go over this and this and this and this. They have a meeting 2 weeks in a row. And then the third week rolls along and there's an issue on a job site. And so they blow off the meeting the next day instead of just moving the start time back, and they get out of the routine in the meeting. And then the next thing you know, they're not having meetings anymore. And, you know, what does that communicate? So it communicates you can't be trusted as a leader if you're not consistently showing up with the communication. Next thing I think is important to know is you have to enforce the standard, okay? And this is where you need to expect a little friction, because they're used to you being their friend. But guys, I'm telling you, this is where you learning to lead and communicate is one of the is the top skill that you need to develop as a leader in your company if you want to be successful. See, if you don't enforce the little things, if you're letting things slide because you don't want to upset a guy and then have him leave you or whatever, you're just going to continue to feed the problem and create a culture of chaos, inefficiency, bullshit, low profits, and all that other garbage, which is what I know you certainly don't want. Okay. So you got to, you know, have those standards, but you have to enforce them. You have to communicate them. And when you're tested, you have to stand the test. Okay. And it's not going to be easy. you're going to be tempted to go back to your old ways and being everyone's buddy. And so if you're telling a guy like, hey, you know, I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, if I had a crew leader that didn't hit his quarterly gross profit percentage two quarters in a row, we had a conversation with him about basically if it's one more month that you don't hit the number, you're not going to be a foreman anymore. Okay. And we would demote him. You have to follow through on these things. And so the more consistent you are and steadfast that you are enforcing and following through and communicating the standards or the code of conduct or whatever you want to talk about in your business, the trust factor for your people is going to go up. They're going to trust you more because you're not full of shit. They might on the surface give you shit and test you from time to time and all this other stuff. And on the surface, they might want you to be your old self, be their buddy, buddy. All right. But deep down, they want boundaries. Deep down, they want somebody that's going to call them higher, call them to grow, help them have a better life and make more money and reach the goals that they have. And you can't do that if you're everybody's friend all the time. Now, finally, last thing I want to say here, you enforcing the standards in your company and not being everyone's buddy doesn't mean that you're not a nice, likable person. It just means that, you know, you get uncomfortable and you make the tough decisions and have the tough conversations when you need to have them. That's what a leader does. Okay. Leadership is influence. So if you really want to have the influence over your team in a direction that's going to make everyone's life better and the business grow and this and that, then you're going to have to build the habit of getting uncomfortable yourself and learning how to communicate to people, to your people, going to them where they're at, and then holding them to a higher standard. And you can do that. You don't have to be a dick. Okay. A lot of people think when you say you got to hold your people accountable, you're a dick. No, it just means you're learning to coach them. All right. And again, this is a skill that can be taught. I spend most of my time now in the contractor fight on calls with my team because I know the most leverage for me in my business, in our business, is for me to spend time with people and coach them up. I coach them how to think about things. I coach them how to coach people. I coach them on how to reach the goals they have for themselves. All right. And so that's really your number one job is to have influence so you can create leverage in your company and lift everybody up with you. All right. So guys, if you are in this trap, being buddy-buddy with your team, all right, you got to own your shit with them and set a new standard, communicate that standard, and enforce the standard. Super appreciate you guys hanging out. Listen, we have a new program coming up in 2021 called Battleground, where we are blending our 100K program, which is our general business coaching group program, and our Shinfu Sales Training Mastermind, which is our sales training program, group program, all into one group. It's totally going to rock your faces off. Our community is super excited about it. So if you're interested in that, just send an email to helpthecontractorfight.com and we'll get you some info. Guys, share this with another contractor who needs to hear it. And as always, super appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time here on the Contractor Fight. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.